AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Marine vet Trevor Reed had been in a Russian prison for about 3 years. His dad, Joey, has been telling American officials, including President Biden,
get them out of there. And if it means the DOJ has to give up some people that we rightfully convicted, so be it.
A prisoner exchange was made today. Russia freed Reed. The U.S. freed a convicted Russian drug trafficker serving a long prison sentence in America. Joey Reed tells the AP he spoke to his son.
You know, he sounded a little out of it. So so he's going to have some medical and, you know, health issues to take care of. So we anticipate he's going to fly to a military hospital somewhere, but we don't know where yet.
Despite Reed's release, other Americans remain jailed in Russia, including WNBA star Brittany Griner and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan. At Washington's National Cathedral, at a memorial service for Madeleine Albright, former President Bill Clinton recalled his final conversation with the former Secretary of State. He asked Albright how she was feeling.
Let's don't waste any time on that. The only thing that really matters is what kind of world we're going to leave to our grandchildren. I will never forget that conversation as long as I live. It was so perfectly Madeleine.
Albright, the first female Secretary of State, died of cancer last month at 84. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the country is out of the pandemic phase of the coronavirus with new infections, hospitalizations, and deaths, and is becoming an endemic disease occurring regularly in certain areas. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot is redoubling efforts to have GOP leader Kevin McCarthy appear for an interview. The push comes amid new revelations about McCarthy's private conversations with fellow Republicans about the attack. Days after the riot, McCarthy told fellow Republican leaders Trump's House allies are putting people in jeopardy. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump is appealing a New York judge's decision, holding him in contempt of court. He's being fined $10,000 a day.
The contempt charges for failing to adequately respond to a subpoena issued in the state attorney general's civil investigation into Trump's business dealings. His lawyer questioned that legal basis, arguing in court papers that Trump responded properly to the subpoena and that the attorney general's office had failed to show his conduct was calculated to defeat, impair, impede, or prejudice the investigation. Trump, a Republican, has been fighting with the state attorney general, a Democrat, calling her investigation a political witch hunt. Julie Walker, New York.
Boeing says it lost $1.2 billion in the first quarter, and it took large write-downs and lost money in both its civilian airplane and defense businesses. Boeing has been forced to adapt to certification standards that have been tightened for safety reasons. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.